All right, so I'm going to talk about a paper that we're currently working on. We're finishing it up, but just so you know, they are preliminary results. And we're looking at parental perceptions of neighborhood safety and children's physical activity, sedentary behavior, and obesity. And I have no relationship. So we, as others have talked about, we know that obesity is a significant public health and policy concern. And we've also heard that there's a focus on understanding the effects of the neighborhood environments, the physical and social environment on BMI. And neighborhood safety is just one of these potentially important but maybe less researched area. Parents who are worried about safety outdoors may keep their children indoors and restrict their physical activity and maybe replace those the children replace that time with sedentary behaviors like watching TV. We know that safety of young children's play space is the primary factor that parents consider in selection of location for physical activity, and that time spent outside is a strong correlate of physical activity among young children. So there is existing evidence or literature looking at this relationship between neighborhood safety and children's physical activity, TV, BMI, and obesity, but the literature is very mixed. And it's primarily based on cross-sectional studies and small localized samples. The existing literature has also used both objective and perceived measures of safety. And in our study, we use a perceived measure of safety. And one reason is that young children's outdoor time is largely regulated by parents, and therefore the parental perception of safety probably has a direct influence on the extent of outdoor play. And then also the perception of safety incorporates the relevant neighborhood definition. So these perceptions are likely influenced by objective measures, but they might also reflect other important factors that each individual parent thinks is important. And then unlike the geography-based measures like crime rates, perceptions can capture the relevant neighborhood definition to the parent, and also this can change over time when the child ages. So our objective was to examine the relationship between parent perceived neighborhood safety and children's physical activity, sedentary behavior, body mass, and obesity. And we do this using an existing data set, the ECLS-K, which follows children from kindergarten through eighth grade. So it's following the same set of children from 1998 to 2007. And the study measures height and weight at each of these weights. And then parents' perception of safety is measured and through surveys, and the level of physical activity and TV watching are also measured at each of the waves through a survey of the parent. So because the data follows this one cohort of children over time, we can run cross-sectional and longitudinal models. And the longitudinal models allow us to control for these potentially unobservable time invariant attitudes and backgrounds that may influence both the perception of safety by the parent and also the level of physical activity or TV watching and obesity. This just shows the models that we're using. The first one is we do a pooled cross-sectional analysis, which includes the children in all the waves, but we include these indicators for the wave. And then, since the existing evidence is primarily based on cross-sectional data, which, as I said, may suffer from some endogeneity bias, we also use a within-child analysis, which controls for these characteristics and leverages the changes in the perception of safety over time for each child. And we also control for family and child covariates. So our sample size is over 17,000 children in kindergarten, and then, as I said, they're followed until eighth grade, and they collect data in first, third, fifth, and eighth grade. And you can see it's a mix, like it's a sample of half girls and boys, a mix of race ethnicities, and about in kindergarten, 30% of children are living in an area where their parent perceived it somewhat or not at all safe to play outside. And as the cohort grew older, parents were less likely to report that it was not safe for children to play outside. So first we just look at simple unadjusted crosstabs, and we find that in all the waves, children living in areas that were perceived unsafe by their parents engaged in significantly less physical activity and more television per week. So the dark bars are those living in safe areas, and the lighter bars are those living in non-safe areas. So similar, with the exception of kindergarten, we find a significant relationship between neighborhood safety and mean BMI percentile and obesity when looking at just these unadjusted crosstabs. However, as I've been saying, this simple correlation might be compounded by differences in preferences or composition of families that live in the safe and unsafe neighborhoods. So in our multivariate regressions, we find that this perceived lack of safety is associated with lack of safety is associated with significantly less physical activity in both our cross-sectional model and our longitudinal model. So the bars on the graph show kind of the predictive days per week of physical activity for both living in a safe area and not safe area, and then that point estimate of 0.19 and 0.12 is the coefficient on the indicator for living in that neighborhood. So being in a not safe area is associated with 0.19 fewer days of physical activity per week in the pooled model and 0.12 fewer days of physical activity in the longitudinal model. So again, when we look at hours of television watching per week, we find the same relationship. Living in areas perceived unsafe is significantly associated with more TV watching. And in the cross-sectional model, it's associated with 0.9 more hours of TV per week, and in the longitudinal model, it's associated with 0.4 more hours of TV watching per week. However, when we look at the relationship with child's BMI percentile, the relationship does not hold. You can see it's basically zero in both the cross-sectional models and the longitudinal models. And similarly for the relationship with child obesity, we find no significant association between perceived safety and obesity in both the cross-sectional and the longitudinal model. So we also conducted several sensitivity analyses to kind of test the robustness of our findings, and we found qualitatively similar results. We examined regression separately for children who moved between kindergarten and eighth grade, and also those who did not move. We also thought that maybe the influence of being in an unsafe neighborhood was more of a cumulative measure. So we looked at children in fifth and eighth grade and looked at the number of waves that they had been living in and number of times their parents had indicated that they lived in an unsafe area. And we still found that there was no association with BMI percentile and obesity. And then finally, we were concerned that maybe children in eighth grade would be less influenced by what their parents think about where it's safe to play. So we also conducted the same analysis, but just excluding the eighth grade observations, and still found the same results as we did in the full sample. So while the unadjusted analyses suggested a strong correlation between parent perceived neighborhood safety and physical activity, TV watching, BMI, and obesity, when we included the covariates, the cross-sectional models that controlled for the child and family characteristics, we only found this association between safety and TV and exercise, but not BMI or obesity. And then in our longitudinal models, which address the potential bias from neighborhood selection and also leverages the changes over time for the same child, we found a weaker association. And this is consistent with concerns that the cross-sectional models may overestimate the relationship due to unobserved differences. And then, like, as I just said, the lack of BMI and obesity association was robust to all of our sensitivity analyses. So why don't we find a significant association between this perception of safety and BMI and obesity? One concern would be that we didn't have sufficient power, but this is probably not the case because our estimates for the BMI and obesity were very small and also precisely estimated. And also, the BMI and obese measures are based on these height and weight measurements that were taken by research staff in each of the waves, and those were systematically done, measured twice each time. And while the physical activity and TV measures were based on self-reports, and we actually found a significant relationship with those. So one more plausible explanation is that this influence on physical activity and TV watching is statistically significant. It might not be large enough to impact the energy balance and translate to the BMI and obesity. So even though we didn't find an effect on BMI and obesity, there are still important implications for physical activity and sedentary behaviors. We found no effect in the short run, but there's some existing literature that suggests that these activity behaviors can persist into adulthood. So while children growing up in unsafe neighborhoods may watch more TV and exercise less, these behaviors may be habit-forming. And then as they become adults, maybe the consequences are more pronounced over a longer period. Thank you.
So I was thinking about what parents were thinking when they said the neighborhood was unsafe. And the traffic is a bad
thing. Right.
And then that got me thinking, well, what do you know about the parents who said that they lived in an unsafe neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kind of sense of who they were?
So we actually have other data on, they answered a series of questions about whether things were a problem in their neighborhood, and that included garbage, traffic, like day-to-day crimes, drugs, violent crimes, and we did look at that to see kind of which the influences were. We didn't include that so far in what we've done because there was no like concrete story with it, so we're not sure if maybe what over time different things are more important than others. And then we also included like the census tract variables that you can, I think, includes like percent rental and percent vacant housing and the socioeconomic. So we did look at that.
Other comments or questions? Well, I'd like to ask the panelists to come back up and have a little bit of an opportunity for a broader discussion. That's okay. Thank you for your presentation.